day. Good evening, everyone. This is the regular bi-monthly meeting of, well, semi-monthly meeting of the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee. My name is Tracy Rosenberg from KPFA. I'm the chair, and we are beginning at 5:37 Pacific Standard Time, and today is June 14th, 2011. Our Paul can call the roll.
Okay. Ken Aaron.
Here.
Jim Boyd.
Here.
Did I hear somebody?
Here.
Okay. Bill Prozier.
Here.
Campbell Johnson. Kim Kaufman.
Here.
R. Paul Martin. Here. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Turn up on the light. Turn up the light.
Okay. Barbara Whipperman.
Here.
Lauren Williams.
I don't know.
Okay.
Bruce Wolf. Here. Bruce Wolf here?
Yes.
Okay. Somebody's giving us a lot of free.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we want to
get a lot of you, please.
It's very noisy.
Somebody's got street noise on here.
Alex and R. Paul, I think, had a bunch of noise when they came on.
Yes, I know. This is Tracy.
I'm on the street. So, Campbell Johnson here. No, is Alex Steinberg here?
Present.
Okay. Is LeVarne Williams here? Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We have 9. That's the quorum. There you go.
All right. Thank you very much, R. Paul. All right. So we have a draft agenda that was sent out late last night. It's fairly straightforward. I don't have it in front of me, but hopefully the rest of you do. Are there any changes or modifications to that agenda that anyone would like?
Could you please read the agenda because it's short and we might need to
go back to it. I can.
Want me to do it?
Yes, I do.
All right. 1, approved minutes. 2, approved draft agenda.
Well, we're doing it out of order. That's okay.
Yeah. I would say let's reverse those two here. Budget status report, 5 signal areas, 4 Arbitron, 5 other, after which executive session.
That is correct.
I have something that I would like to suggest. If it's too late for the agenda tonight, then it could be discussed later, but... Sorry, something came to my attention at the last minute. there's been some discussion about the recent fund drive, and I read in minutes from an unpaid staff meeting discussion about the national office taking one day's worth of fundraising in addition to what they would usually take. And
that's correct, Barbara.
And what I read was it wasn't clear as to whether or not this was above and beyond the normal central services percentage and so on. People are asking.
It is, and it was an agreement with all of the stations. That said, I will put it on the agenda for a brief information update.
Okay.
LeVarn can do it, or if she's here, and if she's not here, then I can do it.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I think we just got South in. Right.
Okay.
Not to interrupt the sentence, but we're here. Exactly.
Okay. So, we're just on the agenda. So, R. Paul, can you add National Day of Fundraising thing to item 5 on the agenda as other? Are there any other changes to the agenda?
One question on CPB funding that is going to be a problem for us on setting our budget.
All right, we can add that as an agenda item. That would be item 6.
This is LeVarne Schmidt because we have information from the NFCB. Person was there from CPB, so he gave us the update on that.
Okay, so you will give us that update when we get to that item. anything, any other changes, modifications to the agenda?
This is Ken. I believe we should move those higher and put Arbitrons lower.
Okay. Any objections to that?
Higher and lower where?
I think the way that it would work is that those items would become 4 and 5 and Arbitrons would become item 6.
That's my intent.
I certainly think the budget updates from the station should not be deprioritized. I mean, that's our primary work.
I think down there is
the... Okay. Any other suggestions? All right. So with these modifications, we're going to move an agenda that flips item 1 and 2, that moves the Arbitron item to number 6 and inserts two new items. One is National Day of Fundraising, the other is CPB. And we'll put those in slots 4 and 5. Are there any objections to using that agenda for this meeting? Woohoo! That's good. All right, then I think we can move on to approving the minutes of our last meeting at the end of May. I think that date was May 24th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would someone like to move approval on those?
So moved.
Are there any objections?
Who moved approval?
Bruce.
Okay. Sounds
well,
yes.
I know that Arpal asked to look over the KPFK. Give me a couple of minutes while we're doing this for me to... he had some questions about KPFKs, so I thought, you know, I should really...
Yeah, the
I'm
first
reading
paragraph.
It. What?
Only the first paragraph.
Okay. Let me, so let's,
So you'd like to hold off on approval of the minutes for
about
5 minutes? Okay. Well, then I'm going to suggest that we move the agenda and we'll just get back to it in between station updates.
Right. Is somebody taking a bath or a shower or, like...
No. Someone is standing outside in the rain in Minneapolis under an eaves, and I'm sorry about that, but it's the best that I can do tonight. I will try to minimize the outside noise as much as I can.
That's rain? Oh, my God. That's, like, amazing.
Yes, that is Midwestern rain. It should stop, and I'll also try to find a quiet space inside. It's hard for me to mute myself until we get into reports.
No, well, the way you're talking right now, Tracy, sounds better, so...
Yeah.
Hold it close to you.
Okay. Yeah. With all due apologies, this is not ideal. I know.
No, it's fine. I mean, I understand.
I'm just curious. Why are you in Minneapolis?
I'm attending a meeting of the steering committee of the Media Action Grassroots Network. I'm on the steering committee, and we have an annual meeting. And it is today, tomorrow, and yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
So you didn't go there just to seek out the rain?
I did not, no. I'm kind of bummed about the rain, actually.
No kidding.
But anyway, that happened. Okay, so I think what we'll do is we'll just touch base with each station treasurer about how the budgets are going. I do not have any budget drafts yet, but hopefully we'll get an idea on the ETA from each treasurer. I'm not particularly picky about the orders. So I think we'll just do it on the basis of volunteers. So do we have a volunteer to go first?
Well, I could volunteer.
Okay, great.
If you'll give me 1 minute to find my page here.
Okay, and, and just as a note, our Paul, we have that ongoing spreadsheet, so you'll be noting this for updates to the spreadsheet.
Yeah, people should look at the spreadsheet and make sure it's what they envision.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, I've been meeting with our business manager, and today, in fact, we went over a number of salary issues. This is going to be... you know, part of the budget, and one of the subjects that's been problematic for our LSB. The data manager is just about to complete a little spreadsheet of revenue projections, and then I believe it's the business manager is having preparing from things that she's gotten from the national office, central services, and billback projections.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have questions about the CPB money, and we were a little worried about Lavarne's statement at our last meeting that CPB money shouldn't... I may be quoting you incompletely, Lavarne, but you said something like we shouldn't count on it for ongoing expenses or something. And so that's a worry, as long as the money is... in fact, still coming, even though we may not know, or maybe Lavarne knows more about how much. And we are working with the assumptions grid to put in those items that I just mentioned already. And KPFA is having their LSB meeting this Saturday, and we will be discussing some of this. We're going to have an executive session at the beginning of our meeting,
mm-hmm.
and I will talk some about the salary issues that we've gotten a pretty informative grid on so that I can answer people's questions about that.
Okay.
And, of course, we know we have to have something turned into Lavarne. I think we're stepping ahead just a tiny bit to have this first review at our meeting on Saturday, but we expect to have a more complete budget draft in our July meeting, which
mm-hmm.
is, I believe, the 16th.
Okay. Just as a note on the CPB, since I'm sure that's a concern to absolutely everybody.
Right.
We have it agended as a separate item, so I think that we'll probably address that by way of a report from Lavarne when we get to it in the agenda.
There's one other thing. Since I knew we were going to be talking about the Arbitron ratings tonight, I asked our business manager for a little bit of information about that, just history with KPFA, and she gave me a couple documents.
Okay. Sounds good. So before we go to the next issue, Kim, are you ready to weigh in on the minutes?
Yeah, I have a lot of problems with them, and I think R. Paul kind of confused my sarcasm for, like, legitimate statements. So I'm definitely not passing them. I need to, like, rework them. So,
okay.
And I can't do it during the meeting because I really want to look up the figures that I quoted. And,
okay.
Put those down. So can we hold off until next month?
Okay. So our poll for the records, the minutes are postponed until our meeting at the end of June when we'll deal with two sets. And in between, you and Kim will have some communication to try to resolve these problems.
Right.
Okay.
Okay? All right. That's not too bad. That's only two sets. We won't be falling too far behind. Okay, so I think we're ready to move on to another signal area for summary. Who's our next volunteer?
Jim at KPFT.
Great. Okay, Jim.
A meeting last week. Because of the meeting in San Francisco with the general managers, he was not able to attend. And
Jim?
Somewhat limited.
Okay.
Areas we went into first was just some revenue streams and whether they were... they've been a little less this year than we'd been projected. There were some new things we tried to do. Question we have is, bit of them, or should we beef up?
Jim, you're dropping out. We're missing you. At least I am.
Yeah, me too.
Better? This is Bill. I can add one or two things.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, go ahead and do that, and then if we have to get back to Jim later, we can...
Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, well, one of the concerns is that we've come under goals for the last three fund drives, and, you know, I think we're going to come out, or our GM thinks we'll come out okay for the year total because we had a substantial amount of one-time income from the contract we had with Rice University when we sort of took over their university station, and it's on one of our HD channels now.
Right.
But that that's just for this year, and so that we obviously couldn't count on that much income next year. We do get a certain amount each year, but we didn't get the big one. We won't get the big one-time bonus, so that may affect the way we project listener support income for next year. We may have to project some decreased amounts, and I'm sort of concerned about that.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
But we didn't get to talk to our GM about it, so I'm just making some assumptions here.
Yeah, you guys have been in that break-even place, so. All right, Jim,
Jim to the stack.
I have a question.
Let's
wait a second. If Jim is back, we should let him complete his.
We have a meeting set for next week where we should have, or on the 24th, which we should have the general manager in attendance, and hopefully we'll have enough people in the committee that are there so we can get more active on finishing up at least a draft budget for
Do you anticipate anything going to the LSC this month, or it'll be next month?
Next month.
Next month, okay. That seems to be the universal call. All right. So Kim had a question, and then if
and
there's
I
any
do
others...
also.
Okay, so Kim, you're up.
Do you guys get the Arbitrons? I'm not sure which stations do or don't.
Yes, we do.
Okay. So, you know, your fund drives have been off. Is this, you know, has your listenership also fallen?
The listenership has been about the same, but we're not adding. We're not getting new members.
Okay, there's your plan. Get new members. Do outreach, do something different.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
For outreach events in the last 30 days.
Yeah, I'd like to suggest that not just events, but other kinds of, you know, Facebook and Twitter and different kinds of events and less, you know, events that take a lot of manpower, but like tabling or, you know, we need to do something different. It's not, whatever we're doing is not working. So, you know, I believe we have a good product. It's just not, we're not marketing properly.
This is Bill again. I can respond to that briefly. We got a grant from Houston Endowment for marketing for this year, and we have two meetings planned for the next month. To really get us going on that, I hope.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
So,
that's awesome.
And social media is one of the things we talked about, but, you know, all we need to do is help figure out what the plans are, you know, how are we going to spend this money, and we have some professionals to help us with this, too.
Well, that's great. I forgot about that grant, which is such a great idea. That's really what we need. I think that's a great idea, Bill, and I hope you'll keep us informed about what you learn.
Yeah, well, it may take a year before we find out, you know, how it'll work out.
Yeah, of course. All right, I think Barbara was next on the stack.
I when you were talking about Rice University, and you mentioned, did you say HD channel? What are you talking about there?
We have an HD transmitter as well as a regular analog transmitter. We've had for about 3.5 years, and... the first HD channel is always the same as the analog or regular broadcasts. Mm-hmm. And we have two other channels that can be totally different. So it's like having three stations. And
so this
the
is
second
the
one now is Rice,
a lot
the
of
Rice University station.
Yeah.
It's because totally. Of your connection to Rice?
No.
We're leasing one of our HD channels to Rice.
Ah.
So they're putting on their... we're not doing any production at all for Rice Radio.
Arlene, to the stack...
Yeah, this is the transition to digital broadcasting. When you do that,
yeah.
You get ICANN channels. Barbara, are you done? Do you want more?
Well, I'm just curious anything anybody wants to say about that, because, as you say, this is the future, and I think
Arlene,
as far as increasing listenership, we need to, all of us, get on the, you know, bandwagon here.
Okay, I'm going to go to Arlene, and then we'll get back to Texas. Go ahead, Tom.
Only Pacifica station that has HD capabilities is Houston, and in order to have HD capabilities, one would have to get a new transmitter, and generally speaking, when stations, a transmitter has to be replaced, that's when they've been going to HD capabilities. So, for instance, the station that I came from, that happened a few years ago when we had to move tower, and our old transmitter wouldn't work on the new tower. That's when we did, but that's a major, major expense. And in all honesty, HD is not really going to be the answer at this increasing listenership. Very, very few people have up HD trend.
Right, right. HD radios aren't really a hot item at the moment.
So that's really even different than listening to your radio on your computer.
No, it's totally different.
Totally different. Okay.
Okay. Are there any other questions for Houston? All right. Our third volunteer.
I'm Kim. I'll go. I mean, I have nothing to say. We have our new GM coming tomorrow, and I believe we'll be doing a crash course on what's in the budget for the new GM. And in 2 weeks, I believe I could probably say a lot more, but right now we're completely just waiting on this, on the new guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this is Lauren.
Hopefully you guys will be together. Okay. So I heard Lauren and then Arlene.
Yeah, this is LaVarne, thank you. So we had a business managers meeting today, and Barbara joined us, so thanks, Barbara. And we went over with the business managers' status, and they are with the planning. So with KPFK, Anthony has one factor of the template is from the payroll. So Anthony has already started on that, working with Efren. He's going to track the payroll to Efren, and Efren will put it in the put it in the template, and Efren will work with it to make sure everything is in line. So that part of the budget is being done in terms of what the current staff and putting that in. And on the other side with KPFK, I think that it talked briefly, I think with Jennifer, is that I think that that the staff has really, we've talked about in terms of they're considering looking at, you know, what they need to do for a budget. So I think on the staff level, I think they're in the position where they're thinking about it. I'm not sure what exactly they have, but in terms of their wish list or whatever. So that's kind of where we are now. That was the report this morning from Anthony when we talked about the KPFA budget. And
okay.
I could add the KPFA because I was there. Barbara was on the call. So they're also moved ahead with that. I think that in terms of the payroll and the staff part, Efren is working with Maria on that, and Maria said that has given the wish, has asked for a wish list from staff, and as Barbara indicated, issues surrounding the IT and technical side. That, and they are looking at the revenue with the database managers and with the other thing, one issue we're looking at revenue. I just want to emphasize again is that the archive revenue is dependent on from your fund drive ordering premium from the archive. I really need we really need in the budget your forecast of your premium that you plan to order from the archive fund drive. Other important point is that this is part of the plan for Pacifica. So this expect you to order from the archive. So that's kind of it in terms of update from the business.
Okay, Kimberly's back.
Okay, thank you. I think Arlene was next.
Oh, okay.
I just was going to give a brief update. actually the new manager at KPFK started today. He said he met staff and had not a meeting, but just brief, you know, introductions so that they get to know each other by name and where they are and that kind of thing, got to know the building. Also toured the archives, and we'll be having a general staff meeting tomorrow at 1 o'clock. I'll be working with him the rest of the week, and finance will be a big part of that. And together, financing and staffing.
Okay, terrific. I think Kim was next on the stack.
First of all, Lauren, you were really coming in and out, so, like, you know, it was hard to hear what you said. First of all, what are you talking about, like payroll and new template?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
It was hard to hear what you had to say. Your voice was dropping off, in and out, at least from what I
No, I heard that you said something about template and payroll or something. That's what I didn't understand.
Right. Well, you were talking something about template and payroll and Efren and Anthony, and I didn't really understand what that was, what you were saying.
Okay, let me repeat this. Let me really, really slowly. Is that we had a business managers meeting today. Anthony was on the call. That there's a template for doing the budget. You're familiar with that? Kim?
Yes.
Okay. So on the template, there's the payroll section of it. So Anthony and Efren, Anthony was going to get to Efren a payroll, which Efren also has from what Anthony has sent to Lynn, to put that into the template for Anthony to review. So that's where we are with that. But the question with the payroll and the staff is, just putting in what we have, and then the decision will have to be made on what staff will be on the budget. But in terms of what's currently there, that's a plan to do that now.
I don't understand what difference that will make.
Because that's the start of the budget, of putting the information in the template in order to consolidate the budget and have the numbers and consolidate it at headquarters.
Jesus,
but the numbers shouldn't be any different than what they are.
Okay. Guys, I'm going to let the back and forth go on for a little while longer. Excuse me. But let's try to wait to be recognized 2 minutes. Okay. The phone calls are easier to understand that way. Kim, you had a follow-up question.
I don't understand how that will impact. I mean, it shouldn't. Whatever they're doing in the template shouldn't make any difference in what the numbers reflect now. Correct?
Lauren, would you like to answer?
Is that Tracy?
Yes.
Oh, that was Kim. Tracy, shall I answer?
Yeah, please.
Okay. To do the budget, you have a template. You have to put the information into the template for the budget in order to develop the budget. So you put these numbers in there, and it will be project the budget for 2012. The information will go in there based on the information we currently have. Then the decision will have to be made by staff and with the Ellis current on final numbers will be. But to get the process started, you have to put the numbers in the template.
Okay, but it's not, the numbers aren't changing. I mean, they'll be the same numbers.
Starting with the current numbers.
Yes.
Are you starting with a 2011 budget? So, Kim, you're not putting any numbers in. You're starting with a filled-in 2011 template. And I think LeBarn is thinking about a totally blank template that you're putting numbers in piece by piece.
I don't know.
It's irrelevant to me. As long as the numbers are accurate, you know, and reflect what I'm looking at now, I mean, I don't care what, you know, whether it's on this piece of paper or that piece of paper, you know. Okay. There was a business manager meeting. Wasn't there supposed to be a business manager meeting with the treasurers that was supposed to happen?
We have another meeting scheduled. Now, Barbara was on there, but we have another meeting scheduled in 2 weeks. and we'll make sure that we have the treasurers there. I'll make sure the invitation goes out to the treasurers. But Barbara was there today.
Yeah, this is Tracy. I just want to make a note that I did receive an email indicating when that meeting was happening, which was, I guess, this morning, and I think I got it last night.
No, this morning.
This morning.
Well, did anybody else receive that email?
I think it came out to National Finance Group. I think so.
No, I never saw it.
No, it was, okay. All right, so I don't have my email in front of me, so I'll have to check, but I thought it came to the whole National Finance
No, it went to the business managers, and I'm sure I copied Tracy on it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but yeah, the meeting will come up again. We'll do it in 2 weeks. We'll I'll make sure it's on there with treasurers.
Yeah, that'd be great. I heard that someone else for the staff, who was it?
Yeah, Ken.
Ken, go ahead.
Can I speak louder?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, this is a question for LaVarne. Well, whatever you're changing in terms of procedures with the business manager at KPFK, what has he been doing that you're now changing?
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about changing procedures?
Well, you're talking about a template. You're saying that you're going to do something with a template. What has he been doing that we're now having to update it?
This LaVarne, do you want to clarify?
For 2012, Ken.
You mean, okay, in other words, you're trying to create the budget. I think what Kim was referring to is finishing out 2011. You're talking about, you're talking about setting them up for the 2012 budget.
That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the budget. We're talking about developing the budget for 2012. We're not talking about 2011 now.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Now I got it. I got it. Thank you very much.
This is Tracy. The 2011 budget was passed for the second half of the year. It's done. At this point, all we're doing is getting financial statements and comparing.
Well,
unfortunately,
Tracy, that budget was never implemented. So that's what I think Ken and I are still concerned about.
I understand that you're concerned. However, the budget was passed, and the role of the Finance Committee is to compare the actual to the budget, which we will be doing at the end of the third quarter once we have those numbers. We don't have those numbers yet. June hasn't ended.
Okay, I'm satisfied with that. I understand that. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions on KPFK, or can we move on? All right, so bringing up the caboose, we have New York and Washington. So, R. Paul, Bruce, who wants to go first?
I'll go one way or another. I don't care.
I can go ahead.
All right.
Okay, Bruce.
Okay, like Kim, I don't have a lot to report as far as what's going on. I've been in conversation with our business manager for a while now, and he's assured me that for the most part, you know, he's going to be able to get numbers plugged into the template. But the last time we talked, he said he was having problems with Efren on the issue of putting things into the template for the payroll. And I'm going to ask, as part of my report, I'm going to ask LaVarne if she knows anything about that, since you mentioned a similar thing with KPFK. And the other issues, though, I've been asking for and we haven't received yet, we need some numbers, some kind of something close to good numbers for our station relocation and everything that goes with it, as well as some other issues that are right now, we're not sure if we're going to be facing or not, and that's with a possible second site for our antenna during what might or might not be a lead abatement at American University. And there's a couple other things like that. So there's numbers we need from our general manager, and we want to tackle this issue of getting the payroll numbers onto the template.
For sure.
Oh, and by the way, yeah, we're not, unfortunately, I'm going to admit, you know, we're not on schedule. We really would have liked to have been and gotten a draft done before May 31st, However, to be honest, with the pledge drive going on and everything, it turned out that really wasn't realistic. And we're still thinking that we're going to accomplish our goals this month. We're getting a good draft prepared.
That would be totally fabulous. I hope that comes to pass. Levarne, do you want to address the issues about the payroll template?
Yes, we talked about that this morning. Robert was on the call also, and the solution is that Robert has already sent to the national office the salary. So Efren just needs to get those and to put those in and to send those back, and then to work with Robert to make sure that he can go in and change the information that's on the template. That's the concern, that he can make changes. And that, but Efren will go ahead and put those in, because we do have the numbers here at the national office. And, so that's where we are with that. Am I kind of clear on that?
Mm-hmm.
That we have the numbers here. Efren will put them in. We will send the template back to Robert. Robert will go in and make sure that he can make changes and when, as required, when you make decisions on in the budget. Okay. I hear Ken talking. Ken, are you on mute? Okay. And on the lead abatement and the station relocation, that was on my budget priorities that I had sent out. Yeah, those are number one issues there. And I guess Arlene can tell you that, you know, she'll be in Washington, and the going forward with the station relocation and identifying a place, I have actually been on a call, and we've sent information to a potential place, a potential location for WPFW. And the budget for that, I hear what you're asking for on that, and also there's still the issue of the potential for the lead abatement, but we understand that has been pushed forward. For issues with that in terms of notification by American University, closed session also to talk about those.
Okay. Are there any other questions regarding DC from anyone?
This is Barbara with a brief question. I'm just curious, are you folks in Washington, D.C. considering a new place to move, or is this still the ones you've been considering all along?
Oh, you mean what was the actual possibility? We have two places.
Just
there.
A warning, talk here in general terms, because...
Okay.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah.
I wasn't clear to me whether somebody had found another place.
Well, let me be clear. People come up with suggestions all the time. And some of the suggestions are actually places that have already been considered. People just didn't know that. So there is a list of possibilities, and that list isn't frozen yet, but there are two front runners, you might say.
Okay.
And there are good reasons for why they are, but we haven't closed the books on it yet.
Okay.
That I know of, anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Paul?
Paul, go ahead.
Regarding the move, by my calculation, if WPFW isn't building out in about 12 and a half months from right now, it's going to be very, very difficult, which means they'll have to be building out by that time. Means they've already gotten all of the legal and money stuff to happen so that they have a place to build out into. And looking at the CFO report, the CFO is estimating between $1 and $2 million for this move. And this is probably a general question, not just WPFW, but a general question. I'm wondering where that money is going to come from, because looking at the way the past performance of Pacifica in general, because PFW is going to be able to pay $1 million or $2 million to move, looking at the past performance, I'm not seeing easily where the money will come from. I certainly don't see Pacifica projecting an FY12 surplus of $1 or $2 million. So I just wanted to bring that up because
yeah.
I think we all need to keep in mind that this is a big bleeping deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I can just say, this is part of the reason why the numbers for us are a little bit uncertain, because like I said, we have two front runners right now for places for relocating, and both of them involved possible savings to us by moving there. One of the places would involve less build-out, which would save us some money,
and another
one could possibly may come with a much smaller, you know, lease cost, you know, and that save, and so that's one of the things, one of the ways we're trying to deal with this is, you know, saving money on that end. But but there's no question that there's going to be major costs anyway. And there's a lot of upgrading we want to do when we make the move, and we're hoping to do that too. So.
Okay. Do you have a sense, Bruce, of when it would next make sense for the Finance Committee to talk about this in a little more detail in executive session?
Relocation?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what.
I think we probably should, but I was kind of waiting for a heads up from you about when it would come.
Right. I will let the committee know as soon as that's the case. It's fair to say we're probably, a good way to describe it is we are kind of on a day-to-day thing with this. So I know there's nothing to say right now, but it, hopefully sometime in the near future, within the next month. Or less, whatever. But there are negotiations and things going on.
I don't know, maybe.
And when that, depending on how things go, and there's some things that, you know, we have to get resolved. And so as soon as it's a little more definite, yeah, then we can make a report.
Okay, great. So we'll wait to hear from you when the time is right for that.
Right.
Now, I have one more question.
All right, Barbara?
The upgrading you mentioned, Bruce, are these the kind of things that Arlene was talking just a little while ago about HD capabilities
being such
a big deal, and they only happen when there's other big changes?
No, well, in a way, we're talking about
it. It is maybe.
Right now, all of our studio equipment is all analog.
I see.
And we'd like to move over to digital. And rather than move all our old analog stuff from our studios into a new place, we think, you know, the best thing to do is when we make the move is go to digital at that time. But it depends on. See, we were looking for. Anyway, I won't go over it again. But you know, we had been looking for a big grant to fund that kind of an upgrade, and that fell through. But we still have hopes. And
so, one follow up question for everybody, anybody who knows, is it a good idea, if a station is able to make this kind of change, that you keep both capabilities, the analog and the digital?
No, it's an either or.
You got to be one or the other.
Yeah.
Okay.
With PFW, there was a program, the Public Telecommunications Facility Fund, with federal money that was available to help stations make the conversion from analog to digital, and it became a casualty of the 2012 budget. It was knocked out. PFW had a grant application and it was considered to be fairly strong, and so it was really disappointing that the program was asked out of the federal budget. There are attempts to resuscitate it.
I thought I'd heard you talk about that, yes.
Yeah, but I don't know how successful they're going
to
be.
Arlene to the stack.
Yes, Arlene.
Number one, it's not either or. If you go to digital, you are both analog and digital. You don't eliminate analog.
All right.
Well, it's very important because analog is not going to go away, at least for some long period of time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You would not, at this point, buy a new analog transmitter. And it's not the studios that make any difference, although in order to transmit digitally, you do have to have digital equipment in the studios. But the real difference is in the transmitter, and that's where the huge cost is. And you don't, at this point, and PTFP, the word that I've gotten from the people at CPB is that the chances of PTFP being recommitted are, like, less than zero. So that money's probably not going to come back. Now, may there be some kind of provision for some grant money through CPB for some of these things? That's it's a better possibility, but it's not very high.
Mm.
There are a number of tribal stations in the West that are dependent on PTSD, and there are some fairly strong advocates for that. Thank you. So I wouldn't say it's less than zero, although I would agree that it's fairly low. But that said, I don't think it's less than zero. But that would probably not be in place in time to help PFW with this move, for sure.
It's Bill.
Bill.
Yeah, I just agree with what Arlene was saying. The I think it's the FCC requires that the first of your HD channels has to be the same as your analog anyway. But when we got ours, we did, I guess we put our PTFP grant application in at a good time, which is like 4 or 5 years ago, because at that time the Department of Commerce, which administers it, was really encouraging digital, I think they call it digital transition, but it's really analog and digital, and they would pay for, it's a matching grant, they would pay for half of, you know, any equipment related to that. And so we were able, by getting our analog and our digital transmitter at the same time, we got a matching grant. And one reason we were qualified for that was because at that time our HD transmitter we're planning on using as a backup for our analog. It's not as high power. It can be cranked up more than what we're using for HD, but it still wouldn't be the same as our analog. But I'm not sure we can actually even do that now because of our contractual obligation with RISE. I don't know, but that was the original idea of having this. And so I do hope the PTFP grants come back, though, because like you're saying, there's a lot of small stations that really depend on that, and maybe if the mood changes in Congress that they get some new people in a year or so, it's possible it might come back. But the other thing I was going to say, though, for WPFW is that, you know, that fundraising we did to raise the match for the grant was totally done off air, and that gives you some ideas of what you can do. We raised, I think, $75,000 to $100,000 of our own money off air for that to match what the grant was. And if you have some specific things you need, like equipment, like a transmitter, give people a reason, they'll open their pocketbook. So I wouldn't think it would be impossible to raise that money from major donors in Washington, D.C. for your new transmitter. But it takes time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Bill. Okay, I think we're going to roll towards WBAI, or okay. Paul?
To transition from what was just said, I recall that WBAI got applied years ago for a matching grant, and I was told back then that we got one. We got a grant for $85,000, but we had to match it, but we didn't match it, and so it went away, which is unfortunate. This was like 3 years ago or 3 or 4 years ago. And so, that's a missed opportunity there. Regarding the... tonight I have to tell you, my telephone is messed up. We've had network problems here, and so everything connected to a wire is just all bollocks in this place right now. So if I suddenly am gone, you know why. Regarding our budget stuff, the WBAI Finance Committee got the budget and started looking at it this past Thursday, June 9th. We didn't get to spend that much time on it. We spent rather a bit of time on some other things, and we start late because quorums don't show up till late. And so we started on it, and we did get to look at it somewhat. And there are various questions on it, which we have posted to management. Mm-hmm. We didn't get to look at all the paper on it. We have the budget, we have assumptions, sheet, other things that we're looking at. And so we have begun to look at it. We're sort of just scratching the surface. We have another meeting of the Finance Committee set for this coming Thursday, and I'm hoping we can start sooner and have not as much time spent on other issues that some people seem to think are more fun than doing the budget. And so I'm hoping we can get through that. One thing I want to say is, we have not met the May 31st deadline, and obviously we're not going to.
Nope.
Now, there's a June deadline, too, if you look at the timeline. We're probably not going to hit that. And the big thing is that there is a July 31st deadline. We made a motion about that in this committee.
That you need to get, yes.
Yeah, that's really the drop-dead deadline, July 31st.
Mm-hmm.
If the LSBs don't deal with their budget by then, the timeline says we don't get to deal with them. And
mm-hmm.
I am thinking that we may, for WBAI, I am taking a wild guess here, we may not be done completely with that because the WBAI LSB will meet on August 10th.
Uh-huh.
We have two meetings coming up. We have the LSB meets on July 13th and then
uh-huh.
August 10th. And the NFC will be meeting on August 9th. So I am hoping that at least WBAI, maybe some other stations need it too, we could have some sort of allowance to allow WBAI to, you know, deal with the budget on August 10th and make the August 10th time be our July 31st deadline. So,
hear, hear.
That would help us a lot because our meeting schedule, plus other things that are going on, is, you know, going to keep us from getting stuff. Also, Matt, we had the during May, we had our big thon. And I'm glad to report, by the way, we made our goal. We made a bit more than our goal. And but management couldn't get us the stuff during all of that. So
mm-hmm.
that delayed it, too. We did not get the budget and all until June 9th. So I am hoping that we can sort of unfirm the July 31st deadline.
Okay, I'll address that in a minute. Any other questions for our Paul?
I'd just like to agree with him on the little flexibility with the deadlines.
Anybody else?
Bill.
I'm sorry.
And I mean little flexibility.
Yeah. Bill, go ahead.
Well, you know, I'm willing to give some people some flexibility, but if all the stations come in and aren't ready by August 31st, then our first meeting in August, we're not going to have anything to do. And which I guess we'll have to pick a station and start working on their budget. So we obviously can't do all of them that way at the first week in August or second week. So if we get some of the others available on time, then that may not be a problem because we can't do them all at once. But I do hope at least it's ready by the 10th, and I guess we'll have to just wait till then to decide. So the safe thing would be to schedule a special meeting with your LSB at the end of July, though, and get it passed. But, you know,
okay.
I guess that's the safest thing.
This is Tracy. I would actually like to talk, but go ahead, Arthur.
Yes, I suppose an emergency meeting, an urgent meeting, as the bylaws call them, at the end of July might be something we could possibly try. But I would hope that we could I think it would be easier for us if we could have it on a thing that's already scheduled because people have their time set up. And also July and August, people are on vacation instead of suddenly saying, we're going to have a meeting then. Is, you know, asking for no quorum, which, by the way, we had this past week. We had an LSB meeting on June 8th. We did not achieve quorum. So, you know, if we can drill it into people, we're having a meeting on August, I've got to look at the calendar again, August 10th, and really say, you got to be at the meeting on August 10th. We might be able to get a quorum there. So that's a part of my consideration.
Okay. Well, this is Tracy. So let me address part of what you brought up first. I just want to say, Paul, your budget report was actually sounding pretty optimistic at the beginning, and I was about to say, if WBAI gets its budget in first, then I really will eat my hat, but I guess not. At this point in time, I don't want to say anything other than that the timeline and the drop-dead deadline is what it is. The wording on the deadline, I want to be clear, is that extensions can be granted at the discretion of the NFC. However, and I'm going to recommend this, I do not think we should grant extensions in advance. I think that is something that we have to deal with at the end of July in response to what conditions are at the end of July, and that we do need you guys to make a concerted effort to meet this deadline. If it turns out that it's not possible, and I think Bill is correct at one or two stations, we probably can be fairly flexible within the July 31st to August 15th deadline, although that means that the NFC will have to have extra meetings in August and September. We will have to make quorum, and we will have to do the work. So people need to kind of understand that if everything comes in at the last minute, we're going to have a really miserable September here, and we're going to talk to each other quite a bit. But that said, for one or two stations, it's not necessarily off the table. But we're going to deal with that when we get to it and not offer extensions in advance. And I don't want to sound like a hard ass. I just think that with everything that conspires to make budgets late and what our track record is, that we have to try to hold ourselves accountable to getting these things done on time. And yes, we will consider extenuating circumstances when we get there. I believe the wording on the motion was by August 7th that the NFC would either take control of the budget process or grant an extension. So I believe that with those budgets that have not been sent to us by the LSB by July 31st, be that 1, 2, or God help us, 6, that we would then on a case-by-case basis decide what we're going to do based on the particular circumstances at each station. Does that make sense?
Barbara for the stack.
Let me just ask R. Paul if that makes sense, and then we'll go to Barbara.
I'm not looking for any kind of thing here. I'm just giving a heads up that flexibility sounds good, and dealing with it on case by case basis and seeing how we're doing is the idea. That's really what I wanted. So good.
Okay. All right. Barbara.
Well, I'm looking at the calendar, and I think it was August 11th, not 7th. I don't know exactly what you said.
I've got it in front of me. It says
review and act upon station and network budgets.
Okay.
By approving as is or with amendments.
Okay.
And
who said they have it in front of them? Somebody did.
Yeah,
I do. I'm just here to say, although we're not exactly meeting these deadlines, it's kind of like our LSB meetings are falling in between the deadlines, and I don't at this point have a fear that we're not going to ultimately make the deadline.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Whoever said they have the document in front of them, could we just get that August 11th question resolved?
Yeah.
August 7th says compile and distribute final draft station and network budgets to the NFC for review and act upon. But August 11th says review and act upon station and network budgets by approving as is or with amendments.
All right. And
the 7th was the key person was the CFO, and the 11th, the key group, is the NFC.
Got it. Okay. Thank you for that clarification.
Billion.
So, all right. So we do have some space between the 31st and the 11th for kind of making final calls, which is what we'll do. Bill?
Yeah, just another reason for stations to try to get in on time or even early, if that's ever possible, is that if we do need to amend anything, if we decide some of the projected income, for example, looks too high, there's the potential we could send it back to the LSB and let them reapprove it or adjust some other numbers. But the later they come in, the less chances there'd be for opportunities for us to do that.
Yep.
So you lose control over your budget more the later it comes to us.
And they affect all the other budgets, ultimately.
Right.
They certainly affect the national office budget and, the total comprehensive budget for all the units, which is the final end product of all this. Okay, anything else on that? All right. So thank you for the budget summary. Our poll, do what you can do in terms of updating the spreadsheet. And if we all could check whether what we said about our individual signal areas is reasonably reflected there. And again, it's a summary document. It's not meant to pick up every single word and every single thought. It's just meant to pick up the general gist of where things are.